News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, right side radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Well, listen, it's 4:35 p.m. right now. Some of y'all are in go-home mode, and let me tell you, going home, you might want to be thinking, what am I doing for dinner, and I'm tired of the same old, same old, same old. Well, listen, tell me where the same old ain't. The same old ain't at Just Love Coffee Cafe. Now, yeah, they do a lot of coffee. I mean, they're the Just Love Coffee Cafe, right? But they do so much more than that. So, yes, if you want an espresso or a latte or a cappuccino or just some ground fresh beans where they make the black hot coffee, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, they've got all that. They've got iced coffees. But they got food, man. They got food. They got wraps. They got sandwiches. They got breakfast you can have for dinner. They've got womelets. They call them womelets. It's an omelet cooked in a waffle iron, believe it or not. I mean, it's pretty good stuff. I'm just telling you, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe. You got to check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I got a caller on line three. Let me jump on that real quick. Hey, it's Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, how you doing today, bud?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, now that we've got enough originalists on the Supreme Court instead of dictators in black robes, what other laws that have been written from the bench would you like to see that go back to the states and overrule?
Oh, wow. You know what?
Yeah, that is just something to think of.
now you got me pondering, Jeff. What else would I like to see devolved to the states? Well, you know what? I'd have to think about that for a second. Why, you got one in mind?
Make a segment on it. Maybe do it tomorrow.
That's, you know what? This may have to happen because now you've got my lawyer sense just buzzing right now. But it is amazing, isn't it, when suddenly the Supreme Court decides the 10th Amendment does mean something. Hey, that's good stuff, Jeff. So, well,
yeah, I mean,
I appreciate you, brother.
People say that, you know, that there's a liberal and conservative. Well, these aren't conservative judges. They're just originalists. They're doing the job that they're supposed to do.
I'd love
to see an amendment that they couldn't write anything from the bench because, basically, you know, when you get people in there that's not elected, they can, and they're a lifetime appointment, I mean, they could basically be little dictators and overturn everything, you know.
Well, a lot of people believe that's what Roe was in the first place, that Roe v. Wade was not good law. It was actually they carved out an exception. And some are still of the mind that Obamacare is in place right now because Chief Justice John Roberts decided to create a tax loophole that really wasn't even a part of the original argument for Obamacare. I mean, it's that they just created things out of thin air.
Right.
Hey, Jeff, good call, man. Appreciate you as always.
A good one, Phil.
All right, buddy. Hey, listen, let me do this. I'm gonna jump into the final portion of my triple dipper for the day. I call it playing the long game. But when I say that, what I'm not saying is we got a long way to go. What I'm saying is we stayed in the long game and we're beginning to see the fruits of that labor. Because there have been some issues like abortion that literally took 50 years of staying in the trenches, staying in the fight, of making things happen, of praying things through. There are others that have taken not maybe that long, but we're seeing a resurgence of conservative and originalist review of the Constitution on our Supreme Court. But I want to say that to encourage you, but also I want you to hear some things that are worth hearing. As I talk about the craziness of the world, as I look right now at the screen here in the studio, and there's President Biden amid our gas crisis talking in Germany to the G7 summit about green energy policies and pointing his finger. It just you look at it and go, man, the world's nuts, but there are good things happening. Like, for instance, story here on the Daily Wire. Prime Minister Boris Johnson of Great Britain. He was asked by CNN's Jake Tapper. He was given an opportunity, if you will, to bash the state of democracy in the United States during a recent interview, but he didn't take the bait. So here's the deal. Jake Tapper, the story here dated June 26, which is yesterday. June 26, Jake Tapper says to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, "When I talk to friends in Canada, the UK, Australia, elsewhere, People express concern about the United States in terms of our ability and our institutions to thrive and continue after what happened with the election of 2020. They're worried that democracy is on life support in the United States. Are you worried at all? No, Prime Minister Johnson fired back. You're not? Tapper asked in an apparent state of surprise. Here's the response. Johnson said, I want to say this to the people of the United States. I'm not. I think that what I have been trying to say to you throughout this interview, I think that reports of the death of democracy in the United States are grossly, grossly exaggerated. America is a shining city on a hill. I don't believe that American democracy is under serious threat. Far from it. I continue to believe that America is the greatest global guarantor of democracy and freedom. It's Prime Minister Boris Johnson of England talking about who we are in the eyes of the rest of the world. But I'm looking at this and I'm saying, you know what? I think internally, in the United States, people are waking up to the left's agenda. And they're beginning to say, I don't want any part of that. And what you're seeing more and more right now is there's been a turning, if you will. I said early on this show, if you remember last fall, I said on this show, I can sense a turning. Well, it's there. It's not just polls that are saying that the midterms are going to be a shellacking. It's the mood of the people. It's the sense you get in the air. It's the idea that conservatives are like rising up and adding to their ranks, and that liberals are losing ground because they're losing people. Story here from Breitbart, dated today. Report, the GOP has gained 1 million plus voters as Democrats bleed support. Now, I will throw some caution to this. When Democrats become Republicans, they don't always become the most conservative Republicans. Tracking with me? But I'll also point out, too, that in 2010, when the Alabama State Legislature finally elected a Republican majority, supermajority actually, after 136 straight years of Democrat control of our state legislature, when we took control that night, not every member of the Republican caucus was a true conservative. Some were centrists. Some were former Democrats. But they all came in under one banner, and they all came in, by the way, at that particular point with an agenda. And man, we did some things. And I'm just telling you, right now, story off of Breitbart, tens of thousands of voters, it says, who helped Democrats to install even President Joe Biden in the White House are now happily switching to Republican parties. Voter registration analysis released Monday shows. It says more than 1 million voters across 43 states have switched to the Republican Party in the past 12 months alone, according to a study by AP. A broad swath of regions in the country, both big and small, urban and rural, report the same phenomenon, and nowhere is a switch more visible than in suburban counties stretching across Denver to Atlanta and Pittsburgh and Cleveland. So yeah, it says the Democratic Party is contributing to its own slide, and the AP reports that roughly 4 months before Election Day, Democrats have no clear strategy to address Biden's weak popularity and voters' overwhelming fear that the country is headed in the wrong direction. I'm just telling you, folks, despite the fact that there is sentiment out there that says we're headed in the wrong direction, what it's doing is it's driving people to the more conservative side of politics. They may not all come in and be card-carrying conservative right-side ruffians, but there's more of them coming over. And oh, by the way, once they're here, it's just a matter of embracing them and showing them, you know, what more can be done. Other things are happening. Let me point out a couple things. This one is interesting because it's within the Biden administration itself. Story off of townhall.com. Department of Homeland Security to follow the court's order blocking Biden's ICE restrictions. So if you remember, Title 42 is a big deal. Title 42 is one of the only tools left in the hands of the Department of Homeland Security's Customs and Border Patrol to try and stem some of the tide of illegal immigration. Well, the Biden administration wants to repeal it. The Biden administration is fighting to repeal it. But it says that the Department of Homeland Security announced that it will defy President Joe Biden's border policies ending Title 42 and instead will abide by the court ruling as the crisis at the border skyrocketed. Now, they went on to said they don't agree with the court's order, but they are not going to yield to any sentiment from within the administration that says, do what you want to do. They're not. They're going to follow the court's order. And I'm telling you right now, that's a turning. That's even within the Biden administration. He is not in charge. He cannot control everything. other things that are happening right now, soft on crime policies. You get frustrated when you hear about these liberal district attorneys that are being elected by George Soros money. Well, here's a story for you off of Fox. FoxNews.com. New York City prosecutors are fleeing in droves amid soft on crime policies. You know what's happening? New York City, by the way, has more than one district for district attorneys. The Manhattan DA's office has hemorrhaged 65 assistant DAs, about 12% of their staff. The Manhattan situation also mirrors that of Brooklyn, according to Fox News, where 67 prosecutors, approximately 13% of the staff, have all resigned from DA Eric Gonzalez's offices. Listen, what that means, in 2020, by the way, 84 resigned. 94 left office in 2021. 59 have quit just since the beginning of this year through May. Folks, what we're hearing there is not every district attorney in these liberal venues is truly a liberal. They're frustrated. They don't want to be a part of these policies, and they're exiting, and they're not able to restaff them because they don't have enough people out there who believe that prosecuting crime means not prosecuting crime. Well, let me wind this section up and just say this. I've got a piece right here that Charlene showed me this morning. A devotion that she and I both look at quite regularly by a guy named Dutch Sheets. It's called Give Him 15. It means giving the Lord 15 minutes of the start of your day. And in the beginning of this, he's not afraid to talk politics, and he's very clear. He quotes a number of key people that have amazing things to say about where we are right now. For instance, the Reverend Franklin Graham said, "The United States Supreme Court just announced one of the most significant rulings of my lifetime, officially voting to overturn the 73 Roe v. Wade decision, which was egregiously wrong from the start." Dr. Alveda King, who I believe is the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, said, "I have longed for and fought for this day, a giant victory for the moment, but much work is yet to be done. I will continue to fight for human dignity for everyone, from the womb to the tomb." Students for Life President Kristen Hawkins said, "The injustice of Roe has finally come to an end, and the momentum to protect life and law is finally on the side of the innocent." Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts said, "This is a great day in American history, especially for the millions of children whose innocent lives will be spared from the horrors of abortion in the years to come. Today's decision corrects the grave constitutional error of Roe v. Wade and gives the American people, through their elected representatives, the power to fix America's extreme abortion laws." And I leave you with the words of Dutch Sheets himself at the very end. He said, "Our decree is this. We declare with grateful hearts that we are the post-Roe generation." That is good news. That is worth knowing. That is why we play the long game. That's worth fighting for. Copper, move us to the last break of the day. We'll come back and wrap this up. You guys, been a great show. Lots of good stuff. And I'm telling you, we are with grateful hearts declaring that we are in the post-Roe generation. Praise God. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, you hear the ads all the time about my friends from ZLA Solutions. I got to tell you, they're real. I know them. They're doing an amazing amount of work right now, putting Alabamians back to work. So, yes, ZLA Solutions, you can find them on their website at zlausa.com. But ZLA Solutions is one of the best around at getting jobs and people put together. So it's not just a small thing here, y'all. I mean, you know what the deal is. Jobs, that means something. Pay the bills, all of it. Well, if you're looking for a job, go to their website, zlausa.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama right now. Good ones. Jobs that pay a good, solid living wage. Check them out, ZLAUSA.com. But if you're an employer, somebody who's looking to fill out the ranks of your own workforce and you need people, man, that's their bread and butter. They can do all of the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions, at ZLA, they literally like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. That's their goal in life, is to make your business better. Check them out at ZLAUSA.com and tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. All right. Listen, we have covered a lot of ground today. And I'm not kidding when I say this has been some more kind of a momentous week, and not a little bit. This has been a game changer. If you're a conservative who's been in the fight for a long time, thank you. If you're someone who has stood in the trenches and fought for any one of these causes, thank you. If you're someone who chose to vote a certain way to elect the people who helped make it happen, thank you. If you're someone, though, who at the very least has prayed, has supported financially, has done something, thank you. Because what happened in the past week for the questions of, you know, Second Amendment rights, the rights of parents to make a decision about where to send their kids for school, the rights of a believer to kneel on public ground and pray without hindrance, and the right to life, the fact that Roe v. Wade is not the law of the overall land, and that states have a right to self-determination on this matter, all of that happened in 1 week. Folks, I don't know in our lifetimes if we will ever see another week as more momentous in the law than what we've just seen. This is for the left, this past week, with all those things wrapped up into one, for the left, this past week has been, you know, the 9/11 of the legal world. They just cannot believe it, and they're having a complete come apart because of it. Here's the thing. Do not stand idly by and let them have their way. Work the issues. Stay in the trenches. Pray for the causes. Support the right candidates. And you will wind up seeing the benefits of that when it comes time. And it may take longer than you would have liked. And there are people who started the fight in 1972 that did not live to see the end of it, but their work carried on. And I'm just telling you, this show believes in the idea that people should have a say and that people can make a difference. And if I can do anything every single day, if I can just tell you that Jesus is Lord and America is great and Alabama is beautiful and life is worth living, then yes, this show is being successful. And I can just tell you too, if we are hitting those four E's, if we're enlightening and educating and empowering and entertaining you in the process so that you go out there and get active and stay in the long game, well then, by God, we've done our job. Great day for America. Take heart, my friends. Bunch of right-side ruffians, it's because of you this is all happening. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio.